And then it was framed. It went on up and held a small mirror. And on the frame was a rack that went across, and that held the towels, the bath towel. And on a real cold morning, sometimes you'd have to crack the ice. Mm. Get ready for breakfast.
It'd be hard to get up that morning, I bet.
Oh, I mean it was. And all the rooms was real large, but that old farmhouse, I guess, that's one thing that meant more to me than anything in my whole life.
That burned down, didn't it?
It burned down. Dad bought this farm here in Hickory Flat Community. Well, we just decided we'd move here. And of course, grandmother moved with us. She always there with us because her husband died when my mother was 8 years old. And she made her home with us. And I just loved old Van more than I ever did here. I just couldn't get, you know, adjusted yet. We were near a church. We always attended Antioch Christian Church. My grandmother was a charter member. There were 15 members. Mm. The church was organized.
When was that? Do you remember? Sometime in the 1800s, I guess, wasn't it?
Yes, 1890, I believe it was. I have the record right here somewhere.
There it is.
That's like one.
Yes, it was. 1886.
Yeah, 1886, I'm not sure why. It was just a little one-room, you know, frame building. Well, they organized the church. Where they met to organize the church, grandmother had about a half a mile from my house. It was up on what they called the Gant Road. And the church was organized there. That's where they met. And then they got together, and what money they had, they built just a one-room, building. And that's where they worshiped for a long time.
You were going to tell me about the door in the old home place. The door. The cat, what do you call it? The cat door? Cat hole?
Oh, yes. My grandmother, she liked the cat to be around, so we wouldn't have any mice. And so the doors to this old house, they were just, she called them homemade doors. They didn't have any lights in them. And no locks like we have today, just a wooden latch on the inside, not on the outside.
Yeah.
When anybody come, they didn't get in until you unlatched the door for them. But down at the corner of the door, next to where it closed, next to the casing, well, there was a hose sawed out. I guess it was about 8 inches square, maybe 6, so a cat could get in and out good. And she couldn't stand to think about a cat being on the outside in the winter. And on a real cold night, I like to sleep with my grandmother because she has 7 quilts on her bed. If it's real cold night, you can hardly turn over. And it was open fireplace in her bedroom. And we had all lights. And you didn't turn them out, you blew them out. Sometimes when I'd raise up, you know, I have to, maybe my grandmother's already asleep, and see how many cats were sitting around in her in the morning. And I've counted as high as 10 cats, the neighbor cats. They found out about the cat hole I reckon, and they came too, keep going.
Okay.
And the whole house was just really interesting. And this veranda, Granny called it her pie acer. It went all the way across the front of the house. And we all sitting out there. Just recently I read in an article in a magazine, and it said from porches that gone out of style, people didn't sit on them anymore because the houses were air conditioned. And but back then, people they would be in buggies or wagons, and you know, they were friends passing, they would stop and talk with you. And so everybody sit out on the piazza in those days. They sure wasn't out of style being in rocking chairs, or maybe just straight chairs.
Okay, we're going to have to stop because we're running out of tape. I have to turn it over.